Hello, Amber Irwin with Social Speak Network. Today we're going to cover steps 3, 4, and 5 of your video marketing strategy. When we talked about steps 1 and 2, it was finding your target market and creating your plan. So moving into step 3, which is figuring out the tactics, one thing that I wanted to point out is some people it works really well to have a script. Going back to step 2 of figuring out what your plan is and knowing what your videos are going to be about and who they're targeted to, it's a good idea to have at least the bullet points of what that video needs to be about. So I always, you know, whether you jot it down on a piece of paper, you have it in front of you, if you have two screens, you can have a script on, you know, one side and be able to, you know, follow along. So just make sure, the most important thing is make sure you know what you are going to be talking about. Sometimes you get up there, I'm good at being able to know the topic and maybe 3 bullet points and then the rest kind of fills in as I go. But some people need to really have that script and know exactly what they're talking about. So figuring out, and honestly, the best way to do it is just trial and error. So you can write out, you know, a full script, write out a couple bullet points and see what works best for you. And maybe some topics, some videos are going to be a little bit more, you know, you need to have more of those guidelines, and some are more what I call maybe fluff. And so it's just you talking and you don't need to have, you know, such a clear strategy on that video. Now we want to move into setting the scene. So, you know, with video marketing, you can get as techy as you want, and you could get as big as you want. You can have, you know, a backdrop, you can have a recording studio. We know lots of people that have turned, you know, a third bedroom into a recording studio, or they have an office, or they go to a studio, and that's awesome. And I could do that, I totally would. But I think that finding the right place, this, you know, this strategy is really for those everyday videos. And so I always say, find a place, you know, in your office, in your house. This is always going to be my background because this is my little office space, my little corner. And so all of my videos, unless I'm out and about, are staged here. And so the audio's good, the lighting's good. I have a big natural a window here, a natural light coming in. And so finding that place that works for you. And sometimes, and again, sometimes it's the different, you know, day times of the day, and different spots in your house have different lighting. So it's really just trial and error and finding a couple different spots that you feel comfortable. Some people like to stand and be able to do their video standing. So take note as you look around your house, what, or your office or outside, you know, what areas do you think would be good for your videos? Once you have, you know, your script and you have your place, then let's talk about kind of how you actually start a video. So I do have an external mic. I also have this little fun, I'll show you, it's going to get the lighting, it's going to get a little crazy. This little ring light, okay? Now, I have a portable one, and the reason why is because it clips onto my desk, and I can also, it came with a little component to hook my phone onto there. So if I was doing videos for my phone, I can have that. I also got the smaller ring light because it was easy for me when I'm traveling, so I can take that with me. So with your microphones, I think that having an external mic, the sound is clearer. You can also use your headphones, so that's fine as well. But just making sure that you have, you know, the right equipment. I have a MacBook Air, so I do a lot of my videos on QuickTime Player. But the other thing that I use, we use Zoom. And the reason I use Zoom is because I can do screen shares on here, and it gives me the little box in the corner of my face as I'm walking through maybe like the how-to videos or I have a presentation. So I like that feature. But it also, when I'm recording, it records the audio. And that audio file I can then upload to our podcast as well. So again, it goes back to, okay, what is your plan what is the, you know, end goal for that one video. And not all of our videos do I put as podcasts, but these videos, the videos that I'm sharing information that people don't necessarily need to see that presentation, they can hear it, that's where I'm putting them onto the podcast. So QuickTime Player, you can use Zoom, iPhones, smartphones, this is the iPhone XR. I love this phone, and I can just, you know, I usually just set it on my computer and I just record, I have my light plugged in. So phones are great. If you're recording a video on your phone for YouTube or for your website or whatever, hold it horizontal. If you're recording a video for Instagram stories, it needs to be vertical. Okay. A lot of people use like a Canon or Nikon HD camera, and those are amazing as well. So it's just, for me, I like to make it as simple as possible. And the quality on the Zoom videos are great. My microphone has excellent sound. So figuring out if you have an HD camera, maybe you haven't upgraded your phone, but you have a really good camera, set up your tripod, hit record. You know, most of them have a flip screen so you can still see yourself. I like to be able to see myself when I'm doing the videos, and just start doing them, because you're going to look back in a year and you're, oh my gosh, I posted that video on YouTube. So some of the videos I'm like, I cannot believe I did that. But it's that stepping stone to get comfortable in front of the camera. So make sure you have the equipment that's going to work best for you. And then the next thing is editing. So again, I like to keep it as simple as possible. And sometimes it takes me 4 or 5 takes. Like this is take 5 on this video because I stumbled in the beginning, or I forgot what I wanted to mention, or whatever it was. So I like to have a video where I don't have to edit anything. I like to have it straight through. But there are times where we do need to edit something in the middle or ending, it needs to be cut off, or the beginning. And so YouTube has an editor. You can use iMovie if you have any Apple product. Movie Maker if you have a PC. There's Adobe Premiere Elements. They have a video editing software. So again, I mean, you can hire somebody to edit your videos to put on like an intro, which is always a great idea as well. That's something that we're actually working on right now. That's just kind of like an intro slide to who we are and then what type of videos we're doing. So the editing piece, you know, and again, I'm going to say this and say this and say this. It's just repetitive. The more you're in front of the camera, the more you're doing it, the more comfortable you are. And so then you're not stumbling over your words, and I still stumble over my words. So, you know, it's never going to be perfect. The thing with the videos that you have to remember is you're not shooting a commercial. These are meant to be real videos. So people get to know, like, and trust you. So now that you figured out like the tactics and all the technical stuff, then what do? The videos on your computer, where do you go with it? Like, now what, you know? Again, a little overwhelming. There's a lot of steps that happen into making one video. So once the video's on your computer, 9 out of 10 times, I am going to be posting that video to YouTube. And from YouTube, once you put it onto YouTube, you fill out the description, the title, the tag words. There's a cool app called TubeBuddy. There's a link below in the blog, and that helps with finding the right SEO keywords for the tags and make sure that your title and your description are SEO friendly with YouTube. So that's a great tool that we love to use. We use Canva to create the thumbnail image. So it's not you going, because YouTube loves to pick out the worst parts of the video that you're like, you know, it's great. And sometimes those are great. So I always use Canva to create that thumbnail image. Once it's on YouTube, first of all, before you even upload it to YouTube, you want to make sure that you have a YouTube channel that's for your business. And you could just go to YouTube and create that. But once your video is uploaded, you fill out the tags, the description, the title. You can create playlists as well. So we have like 15 different playlists, and that those are just categorizing your videos. So if you are, you know, talking about, like, we have social media tips, we have interviews, we have blogging and SEO. So we have different categories that the videos go under. Then what we want to do is, once that video is on YouTube, you can take that link and you can then put it out to LinkedIn, you can put it out to Facebook, and you can take the HTML code that YouTube automatically creates for you, and that's what you can use to insert these videos onto a blog post. This is how I was able to insert this video into this blog post. So it really helps, you know, that one video. There's so many places it can go. And when you have the video on your computer, you can still just upload that video right into Facebook as well. So you don't have to use YouTube. Facebook likes when videos are uploaded directly into their system rather than using like a YouTube link. So you can do it either way. So once it's on YouTube, now it stores on YouTube forever, but some people, you know, video starts to take up a lot of space on your computer. So some people will use like an external system to store the videos. So once they're on your computer, they move them up into, there's a Vimeo, Dropbox, the cloud. So just so it's not taking up space on your actual computer. So finding some type of a storage software that your videos can be uploaded to after that. So step three, figuring out the tactics. Step four is then uploading the video and what to do with it. The final step, step five, is tracking your results and analyzing what videos are working. And you know, this is great to if you have in your description, if you're putting, you know, links back to your website. There's a lot in YouTube that you can do, and TubeBuddy will show you this too. You can have like an info card that links them to somewhere on your website, or an offer. There is the in slide that says, you know, subscribe to my channel or watch this video. So TubeBuddy helps really grow your YouTube traffic organically. And so now as you're monitoring that, you can look at the analytics on YouTube. You can look at Google Analytics to see where the traffic's coming from. You can look at, and you know, just when you're on YouTube, you're looking at the views, you're looking at the likes, and then you're, you know, you're looking at like the shares and the comments. And so, and then if you're uploading a video onto, you know, social media, you would obviously track to see how many people liked or comment or shared those posts. And if you upload the video directly into Facebook, again, you can monitor those views. So it's important to see sometimes, you know, there's some videos that we have out there that absolutely have like no views or maybe two views, and but they're good content. So we've gone back in and we've reworded the description or the title. We've made sure that, you know, we have the right tag words and that it's SEO friendly and searchable on YouTube. So sometimes you just got to go back in, and there's other times where we're like, yeah, that video really stinks. We got to redo that one. And that's okay too. But you're going to see some videos are going to get a lot more engagement than others. And that's telling you that your target audience, that's what they're wanting. That's the information they need. So how can you create more videos around that topic? So always be looking at the stats and seeing how you can improve and grow. And that will help continue to improve your video marketing strategy. So if you have questions, let us know. And all the links to the things I've talked about in this video are below. Have a great day.